You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Jeremy, if people want to reach out to us, how the heck do they do it?
Go to the station website, for goodness sakes, mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link up top. You can find us there and email us, or head on over to Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy on the FB, and we do monitor those messages all morning. We do.
You should become friends with us on Facebook. You should follow us anyway. Jeremy posts great stuff all the time, every day. Not just the clickbait that we talk about, but
a lot of
fun stories and everything.
Yep.
Things to tickle your fancy.
Oh.
This is a note we got from Sarah. She does have the H on it. Hi, boys. My parents have been divorced for more than 10 years. My dad got remarried like 2 years after they divorced. Boy, that, let me jump in here. That is, isn't that the norm?
Pretty quick, guys jump right back, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that the opposite doesn't happen, but it just seems like, to me, my perception is 9 times out of 10 in a situation like that, the guys get remarried like, boom.
We just need to be loved.
Or babied.
And babied.
Anyway, she says, my dad got remarried like 2 years after they divorced, but my mom has hated the idea of dating again. For years, I pushed her to get back out there and find someone to make her happy. Well, after 10 years, she finally did. She went on a dating site, met a guy, and started seeing him, the first guy she found. Sarah writes, I've met him. He's not right for her at all.
Oh, no.
I won't go into all the reasons, but she can do so much better. But after pushing her for years, I'm afraid to now trash the choice she made. My question for you and your listeners, does it do any good to tell someone that the person they're dating isn't right for them, or do people not listen at all? What would you do in this case? Thank you. I love your show, with like 7 exclamation points.
Especially your mother, right? Do you speak up to your mom? Have you been like, get out there, date, do it?
Yeah, so there's like multiple things going on here. One, it's your mother.
Your mama.
Secondly, she already is touching on the most important point of her letter, which is, does anyone ever listen if you tell them, hey, that person ain't right for you?
Probably.
In my
of the time
own
not.
History, I have a long history of not listening to people when they have told me that person's not right for you.
Yeah. Because you're in the moment, you're in love, you got googly eyes, and you're not going to listen. Or you get into the mentality of, I'll show them, this is just fine. How did she say?
I want
you
to, for just a moment, Jeremy.
Yeah.
My mother has passed, and so has my father. However, both of your parents are still around.
Yeah.
So we're going to use you
as the test strip
here.
So my dad's hitting the town.
Yeah. So let's assume your dad has remarried and your mom just now got on a dating site.
Yes.
And she's met a guy. And
I'm a bad example. I'm a bad example because my mom and I talk every day. We're super close.
That's true.
So we tell
That's
each
true.
Other everything. So I'd be like, Mom, next,
That's
try
true.
Again. Does it say how long Sarah or the mom has been dating the new guy? Did she say that in there? Did I miss that?
No, but I feel like it's relatively new.
It's relatively fresh.
Because she
is
says
my
they got divorced
too.
10 years ago, and she goes, after 10 years, she finally went on a dating
site.
So
this new guy's pretty fresh. I feel like she should give him just a little more time. Or is it a when you know, first impressions? But gosh, I wish she would just give this guy a little more time.
Look, my father-in-law passed away a few years ago, and my mother-in-law, my mother-in-law has been down quite the interesting path in those few years, and Gretchen is pulling her hair out with the decisions that her mother has been making.
Right.
So another thing to keep in mind is it incumbent upon Sarah to speak up because Sarah maybe is more in tune with the dating world because her mom has been out of that pool for decades.
Right. So she might know the ins and outs of it a little bit more.
So you might be able to kind of coach someone a little bit in a loving manner.
But then again, you could have some tough love, too. It's not like a friend telling mom to knock it off, get somebody new. It's your own flesh and blood who's looking out for you. You know, if they're close, if she's close with her mom, listen.
Five calls says it all. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Your choices are Sarah says something to mom, or Sarah, because she has been pushing her mom to do this and her mom finally did, does Sarah need to shut the hell up for just a little bit and let's see what plays out?
And shout out to Mike real quick on Facebook, you jerk, but I'm laughing. He says, we all know Jeremy's mom would just find a younger version of Jeremy to rebound with.
Mike, you get
you're a punk.
A ding. In
you're
fact, you know what, Mike?
Double
you
ding? Double
two
ding! You funny.
You know what?
I can't be mad at that.
I'm extremely mad at that note from Mike, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because I didn't think of it.
No matter what, even though now, yeah, she's back out there, she's just going to naturally have this reaction, I would think. Hannah wrote in on our Facebook. She says, first of all, hey, my boys, love you. We love you, Hannah Banana. Then she said, Sarah, leave your mom alone. She's been out of the scene for years. Let her have some fun. She'll figure out what she wants eventually. And then she said, let mama get some lovin'.
Yes.
Thanks, boys. Love the show, Hannah.
You know, a counter to that is from Melanie, who said, of course you speak up. This might be Sarah's inheritance going down the drain.
Oh, yeah, you do have to look out for that kind of stuff. Absolutely.
Okay.
You do.
Look, we talk about our personal lives on this show. And I'm going to tell you, that very conversation has come up between Gretchen and her siblings.
Yes.
Over her mom getting remarried, you know, just not that long ago. Is like, is this, we don't know anything about this guy. It was a whirlwind. One of those where they dated for like 4 weeks and got married. They're both in their 70s.
Yeah. So did she have a will made out?
Yeah. So it's like this whole.
Or did she change it and not tell you?
No, but I mean, that is a concern, and I'm sorry to bring it down to that level. But
it totally is, though. Absolutely.
I mean, when you're all, you know, Gretchen and her sibs, they're grown adults, and their mom, in a matter of weeks, meets a guy and marries him. You don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, you don't. You want to do Tracy, and then I'll give you one more. I'll give you one more. This is actually spot on. Danielle says, does her mom get in Sarah's dating business?
All right.
If so, Sarah can do the same. If not, leave the mom alone. And that's from Danielle.
Okay, Philip said almost the same thing. He goes, I wouldn't say anything. I'll bet Sarah's mom never totally approved of all the guys Sarah went out with.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So it's like, can you?
And then he says,
tit for tat.
Yeah, he says you can never tell anyone that you don't approve because it'll only make them more determined to date that person. See,
absolutely.
That is like turnabout is fair play because parents for generations, have said to their kids, "I don't want you seeing this person anymore." And how do the kids react? They sneak out of the house to go see them.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, so absolutely. Now that the kids have grown up and they're adults, what do you know? Mom is pulling your move.
Mom's sneaking out to the bowling alley with the new guy. Getting some pitchers of beer and, fogging up the back windows of the Suburban.
Probably more like just sneaking out to Walmart and they meet in the Walmart parking lot or something. Here's on the phones, here's Tracy. Tracy, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
So is Sarah having a talk with her mom or not?
Speaking from personal experience, I think Sarah should talk to her mom.
So who are you, the mom or are you Sarah?
I am the mom, and the story that you just unfolded was exactly how my ex and I, we've been divorced 10 years. He got married right away. I went back into the dating world, dated a guy that my daughter in the very beginning had very she did not like him. Put it that
she got
way.
Bad vibes. And, she got bad vibes from him.
Yes, she did. And so I dated him for about 7 months, and it ended up being a horrific ending that later on she told me, I didn't want you to date him in the first place. And I was so frustrated that she didn't say anything because everything she felt from the beginning was exactly what came to fruition.
She's like a, she's like a fortune teller.
Wow. But in a way, you have to be honest, though, Tracy. At the very beginning, you wouldn't possibly have listened to her because you didn't have any, you didn't see anything wrong 7 months earlier.
You had the googly eyes.
Yeah, you were like smitten. So, I mean, it's 20/20 hindsight, isn't it?
It is, but I have a very fortunate situation that I have a very open relationship with my kids, so we talk about a lot anyway.
Yeah.
So I think it's all in the approach, right? If she sits down and has a conversation with me instead of a teenage attitude and telling me she doesn't want to date, I don't.
Right, right. There is that.
Yeah, yeah. Have an intelligent conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. There's that.
There's that.
Are you happy?
But you know, and there's also though you've got to factor in the possibility. I'm not saying in your case, Tracy, but just in general for people, you have to factor in the possibility that there's also a little bit of that. It's a psychology thing. That, you know, Sarah's dad has gone off, whatever, you know, and he's with someone else. And there could be, in her mind, like, no one will replace my dad with my mom. Oh, and yeah. She becomes, like, overprotective of it.
Sure,
does that make sense?
I could see that, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've lived through that, you know, I understand the side from the children when trying to put another person in, you know, in the family.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Are you
tough.
Happy now? Yeah. Are you happy now, Tracy?
Oh, I'm living my best life.
Look at you.
I love to hear that.
Good.
And we appreciate you listening and calling. I hope you have a terrific day, okay?
All right. You as well, boys. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Thanks, Tracy. Listen to this from Emma. Emma is the kind of snarky style that you and I like, Jer. She goes, tell your mother something? Are you kidding me? Sarah should practice by talking to the wall first.
I was like, she might have some mom issues.